This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Putting ourselves into a good place, it's all about today. It's Wednesday, the 29th of April. I don't have to do that countdown clock stuff, right? Because if I do that, I'm going to say next to the last day of April and all that. I think we know that it's the end of the fourth month. Beautiful day where I am. I hope the weather is beautiful and the day will become more beautiful as you clarify what all of whatever is going on in your life means to you, because it's all a very personal thing. Our personalities are put forth with our personal feelings. I'm Doug Steffen with my feelings. Jennifer Horn has her feelings. Victoria has her feelings. Victoria Keelan. And also we have the facts. The facts. Not the truth, because the truth sometimes isn't necessarily connected to the facts. And so let's go through, Jennifer, what has happened in the last 24 hours with the focus, the urge, the push to reopen businesses and schools and things like that. We're in my state of Massachusetts, which is the worst state now for all of the problems. The school systems are pretty much shut down for the rest of the school year, and the pushback has gone to another 2 weeks, so the middle of May before. I think some other states are doing that as well, right? Middle of May before some you states. Sort of can reopen. Yeah.
Well, New York's closed for the rest of the year. I think Jersey, too.
Yeah, okay. All right, so as the president continues with his, is he doing the daily sort of press conference that he was doing before, or are these just announcements that come from the White House, the Oval Office?
Yesterday was a little bit different. He had two press availabilities. One was in the Oval Office when he was doing a sit-down with Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis, and he talked kind of broadly about the administration's blueprint for states to reopen, so what things would look like, what things ought to look like, I guess, as the people roll out a phased approach to reopening. So, for instance, in California, yesterday, California's Governor Newsom talked about his phased approach, four different phases to reopening. He said, right now we're in phase one where everybody's staying at home. Phase two would probably happen in a couple of weeks, maybe as early as May 15th when our stay-at-home order expires, perhaps a little later than that, where low-risk businesses open. That could be retail. That could be some businesses that were deemed to be non-essential. Those people could send their workers back safely. And then phase three would come in months, not weeks, and that would be for people who have one-on-one contact. That could be restaurants, that could be hairstylists, it could be massage places, gyms, those types of things. And then finally, phase four would be when big venues are open, like the riskiest places, I guess, at least what they consider the riskiest, and that would be movie theaters and sports venues and all of this. So that was what he announced yesterday, and I think a lot of people, there's a little bit of fallout because people who are doing like one-on-one salons, those people are really suffering. People are in movie theaters are talking about why can't we social distance. So there's a little bit of pushback on that because people are obviously wanting to get back to work because everybody's a little bit afraid that they're not going to have a job to go back to. Mm-hmm. Then President Trump did a second availability in D.C. This was, in one of the ballrooms. And he did a whole thing about the PPP, and they had some business owners up there. It was really cute. There was someone with Down syndrome who was there who was talking about how he was so thrilled that his job was saved. It was very sweet. Ivanka mm-hmm. Trump was there, and they talked about the SBA loan program. And later in the day, Steve Mnuchin also spoke. And I think this is important. We've been talking about some of the businesses who have taken out PPP loans that maybe shouldn't have, even though under the stipulations they got away with it, or they could have. According to Steve Mnuchin, he said anybody who takes more than $2 million to cover their payroll, that they're going to be given a full audit to make sure that they're actually a valid person applying for this loan. Because just yesterday, another
Why
one
would anyone be qualified for more than $2 million if you're a small business?
Oh,
this
a lot
is
of
a
them,
mess. No matter what the, how they paint, what kind of lipstick they put on this, this thing.
Yeah, but
a mess.
We're seeing the Lakers
but the
and
calculation
Axios
is,
and Shake Shack and stuff.
The calculation is that it's your annual payroll divided by 12 times 2.5. And so some businesses have that amount of payroll. I spoke to someone yesterday who you wouldn't think has a big business, and they qualify for almost $300,000. So,
well, $300,000 is very different than that's really different.
I talked to somebody yesterday who has a business. As a matter of fact, he's a chiropractor. Other than treating me and telling me they had two broken ribs instead of muscle strains, we were talking about his business.
We told you that.
And thank you. He also, don't get me to a laugh, he said that he'd applied and he went to four banks, including a bank he'd done business with for almost 40 years, and it was they didn't know really what to do. I'm very fortunate. I think, Jennifer, you had this with the Wells Fargo thing. If you don't know the bank, if they don't know you and you just walk in off the street and say, I want to apply for an SBA PPP loan, chances are almost nothing is going to come out of it. It just, that's the way the systems work. There's so much more demand than there is money, and the way it's been handled has been, my banker told me that it
was. So are you getting your loan? Where is the status of yours? How does that work?
Yes, I have my, yes, I do. Yep, I had it. It was funded last week. I was in
on
the
first. Oh, you
got
it. Oh, good for you.
I've been hearing exactly what Doug's saying. I've been reading about that across the Midwest, which the other part of this that I don't agree with that's been a mess is the states that have been hit the hardest, Massachusetts, California, New Jersey, and certainly New York, which is the hardest hit state in the entire country. And those people only got, it's I think, a max of like, only 12% of those businesses that applied for the small business loans got any funding. And all of the rest of the money went to the Midwest, which hasn't even been hit that hard. And it might have a wave later on, but the reason that they got the money is because they have relationships with their small banks. Mm-hmm. And so this whole thing
has been so botched. But farmers are not included in that list.
Farmers are not included.
That's the problem.
But this whole thing is such
a
mess.
Before we poop on the Midwest, everybody who's shut down is on the same playing field. I agree that the states that you mentioned are harder hit with the virus, but any business who's
but they didn't get the loans. That's exactly what. But what Doug is saying,
but
they didn't get the loans at the same, nearly at the same rate that the people in the Midwest did.
Right, but anybody
and the Midwest hasn't been hit as hard.
But anybody who's shut down.
Well, I don't know.
We're all on the same playing field, is what I'm getting.
No, I don't think that's true. Because the rent is so much higher in New York and New Jersey and Massachusetts and Connecticut and California. I think there are so many other mitigating factors that should have been regionally looked at, and it wasn't. I think this whole plan has just been
The other side of it is that this is something that's not happened before, and I give them an inch and they take a mile. The fact that so many people who have no business getting this money got it, and how that didn't go through the filter
every day
originally.
We see who's returning money, and it's like, well, why did you get that much anyway?
Well, the SBA has given the authority to the banks.
To the banks.
Yeah,
well,
that's right, Jennifer. How the hell? Why do you? How dare you?
First
apply
of all, I don't agree with the whole premise of, well, we just thought we'd apply for it and see what happens. No. Yeah, why do you apply for it if you don't really need it?
You're cheating, lying, no good SOB.
That's there is personal responsibility.
Money. Yeah,
I do not believe people who say, oh, it's just there, so we thought we'd take it up. No, you take it up if you really need it, number one.
Right.
Number two, I really look at the bank oversight of this, and to your point, there may be, and I don't think it's the Midwest's fault, there may be smaller banks.
I'm not saying it's their fault, but I'm saying that the smaller banks with relationships with people, they're the ones who got the money.
Some of the smaller banks are the only ones who are actually taking applications. If your big bank, like mine was, Wells Fargo, was putting kind of like a freeze on you. So I'm still in queue at Wells Fargo, but I have a friend who's been looking at other banks, and I sent them in the direction of a bank that I found that was still taking them that happened to be in the Midwest because they're smaller banks. And I think the bigger banks were looking at the ones that were going to give them the biggest payback.
All right, so here's the rundown.
High dollar loans, right?
I mean, the rundown has been, like the bank that I've done business with since I was a six-year-old kid, opened my first bank account with 50 cents. The bank has had a really serious relationship with pretty much all the businesses in the three communities that are their main focus. They have three offices, and they have three communities that they're very powerful in. It's the second most profitable bank in the state, and they know how to reach out, how to deal with, how to protect themselves. They're very good, and it's a very closely held bank, and they're just really good at taking care of their customers. And so at the beginning, I knew I was going to get the first round because I went through all the stuff. They went through the application. We went over it four times, and we made sure they can't change anything because they can't be accused of being in collusion. But they can. They offer guidance, and then they say, okay, well, you didn't fill that out. I filled out the form four times in 2 days in order to get it right. And then I talked to this other fellow. Yes, I've actually talked to four or five people in the last couple of days who have applied, and they've either had luck or they haven't. The chiropractor went to another good, not such a small bank, but a pretty good bank that he's been with for 35 years, got no place. And he went to a credit union, and it was like bingo. Credit unions are the best. They have been. They're the easiest to deal with. I find credit unions to be fabulous, frankly. I have, with my other business that we're starting, we have a relationship with a smaller credit union. It just is that. So if you find, but if you don't have, I mean, finding it now, you can forget about it. Because there's no more money left for the second round, even though they, you know, yesterday we were talking about
it
apparently.
It's backlogged from the first time, I think.
Right, exactly. The, yeah, the like problems yesterday, the portal, there were a lot of things that the Independent Community Bankers Group released a statement saying that after working on this thing, getting ready for the second round, trying to get funding for their customers, the bankers found themselves kicked out of the system. The system's relaunch yesterday apparently went better than did the circumstance the first day, but it's still, you know, it's a mess. And but putting it together as quickly as they did, I don't fault the administration. I don't fault anybody. It just is, don't let it become a subject of the kind of scrutiny we're talking about, like we did with the ag thing. The ag bailout was handled, and the administration deserves complete criticism for that, because the farmers, most of them that needed it, got screwed. In this circumstance, people aren't getting screwed because the administration is messing it up. It just is a hard thing. There's so many applications because the system, the country is a mess.
Well,
and people
and
don't know what to do,
the
and they're scared.
I know,
frankly.
That's the problem, is the scope of how many businesses are being affected. And the thing is, when the government orders you to stay home, then the government has to pay you to stay home. And that's...
Well, that's why I
so
get
many
back
people
to
people who are scared. There are so many people who don't know what their small business is going to look like. And
I hope that, Jennifer, you'll do this on your other program. You'll take the suggestion that I have, that every time I bring it up, it seems to be very well received. Nobody's thought about that. I don't know where this is going in terms of the big time, but if the Congress of the United States and the Senate of the United States and the President of the United States doesn't do something to encourage businesses, not trying to go after China in so much where we're going to sue you, we're going to do this and that, that's just a spectator sport. If we actually take the action that I outlined that requires in some circumstances, requests in other circumstances, makes it easy in all circumstances to bring your business back to America by incentivizing it. We have just gone through $2 trillion because of this COVID thing. In the next half hour, I'm going to bring a theory together to you as to how this thing operates and what the real problem is, and it'll knock your socks off. None of you have thought about this, I'm thinking. At any rate, getting Congress to bring its bills, incentivizing, whatever they call it, to get companies back here from China so they don't do business. Yesterday I had a conversation with two or three of my farm friends, and I bought a new steam cleaner to clean the equipment on the farm, and I said to the guy, "You make sure you give me a piece of equipment that's not made in China, has no pieces." He said, he went through, he does business with three companies, and he brought me one that is mostly made in America, and so that's the one that I bought.
Well, that's the problem. Everything is mostly made, maybe. You know, we're lucky to find mostly made here.
The parts came from Canada that didn't come from America. That's what I knew when I bought it. I didn't have a problem with that. I just am not going to buy stuff, and I'm going to ask the question. Up to you to do the same thing. Food for thought here on the DJB program, where it's 21 past the hour.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Okay, right up my alley. Listen to this song.
I just want to see my friends. I want to walk the street again. But I gotta be patient.
Name of the song. That's Michael Bublé, who's got a new quarantine song called You Gotta Be Patient. This is very cute. When did this just come out? Yesterday?
Yeah, 2 days ago, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
And this is, again, I'm amazed at how all the artists are in separate locations making this work on Zoom. It's crazy.
He recruited Canadian rock
band. Can you
break
it up a bit, though?
Yeah, I love that.
I just want to see my friends. I want to walk the streets again.
Yeah, this is clever. Hope this gets on all the AC stations right away. So this new song called Gotta Be Patient came the combination of this. This is Sofia Reyes. She is a Mexican pop artist. There's also the Canadian rock band Bare Naked Ladies involved in this. Sofia said, Charlie, my manager, sent me this song. Warner is Michael's label and mine. He thought a pairing of us together for this would be cool. Michael spoke to me the next day talking about the recording. He's adorable. I admire him even more now. It's a pleasure for me to make this song, especially for the current situation. I think in these times we need a good vibe, and the song is just that.
I just want to see my friends.
He had an Instagram Live with Colombian pop urban star Sebastian Yatra, where the two harmonized to Nat King Cole's Love, L-O-V-E, Love, and even promised to work together in the future. So, well, let's enjoy it. Crank it up a little bit more. Don't you like this?
Let's enjoy this combination.
Trying to put that with my Big and Rich song and Mavis Staples. All right, maybe we'll have a concert someday, Victoria, of all those songs. All right, next up, 26.
Quarantine concert.
Yeah, right. Here are the Singing Surgeons. Dr. Elvis Francois, Dr. William Robinson, who come from the Mayo Clinic. They are working on this song, the song from John Lennon, and the cover it is. of Imagine and Bill Withers, Lean on Me.
This guy's voice is crazy.
Very
good. He's already getting record deal offers.
This is Robinson.
Sounds this is Dr. Elvis Francois. Robinson, Dr. Robinson plays piano.
For today.
Wow.
I don't know how your orthopedic surgeon, he's really handsome, and he sings like that. Something's got to be wrong with this guy.
Right, an axe murderer.
He fixes his own clients. I hope someday that you will join us. This is on the Billboard chart for the first time, their new EP. They debuted at number 21 on the Emerging Artist chart. The EP is called Music is Medicine. Very clever. Four-track release also opens up at 39 on the top current album sales. The pair features takes on this song, Imagine, Lean on Me, plus remakes of Andra Day's Rise Up and Mike Young's All Right. Lennon's original Imagine reached number 3 on the charts in 71. Lean on Me spent 3 weeks at number 1 in 72. Music is Medicine is being independently released on newly formed Dr. Elvis Records. Fellow resident William Robinson usually accompanies Dr. Elvis on the piano during his performances, joined in for the recording sessions. And proceeds from all of this are going to go to the Center for Disease Philanthropy's COVID Response Fund. So this is, you'll find, I think you're going to hear a lot from this guy. 28 after the hour.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are 5 quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. Power up your immune system today with Advanced D, with free shipping plus a free fish oil. Dial 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says the U.S. is amping up its testing capacity from about 200,000 to 5 million tests each day.
We've done more than the entire world combined. We've done more than any other country in the world. So I think we've done a really good job. Now, with that being said, not everybody feels as strongly about testing as others. We have some governors that are very strong on testing. We have other governors, frankly, that aren't nearly as strong on testing. Their test is much more modest.
The top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, says he's hoping for greater collaboration with governors to make sure their needs are met.
One of the problems has been, is the tests getting to the people who need them, or are there tests out there we're not connecting the dots?
This is USA Radio News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Former New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin is free after being released from federal prison early because of the COVID-19 pandemic. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
He was elected mayor in 2002, running on a platform of being a champion against corruption in the Big Easy, and then he became a national figure when the city was slammed by Hurricane Katrina in August 2005.
Get out. We're strongly encouraging. Tourists, definitely get out. And then the next time you hear us is going to be get the heck out.
But the now 63-year-old Nagin, who served as mayor until 2010, was convicted in 2014 on 20 counts of corruption, fraud, and bribery before being granted early release under a program to reduce prison populations during the pandemic. Nagin had been scheduled to be freed in about 3 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said an improvised explosive device was detonated in a car in the city of Afrin, killing at least 46 people, including 11 children. All of the victims were residents of the city, displaced from different Syrian provinces. The Turkish Defense Ministry blamed the attack on the Syrian Kurdish People's Protection Unit's militia and the Kurdistan Workers' Party, which is designated as a terrorist organization in Turkey, the United States, and the European Union. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now 34 after the hour on this Wednesday, 29th of the month. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. This is the skinny on what's going on. You have a lot of questions. Hopefully we have, the way we do things here, a little bit of light on some of these questions, opening the door to more of the reality of what this stuff is all about that we're dealing with. And so I'm trying to take the reality here and make it so that it affects change. Maybe a little bit, maybe a lot, depends. But there's a manifestation going on here. And I want to expose you all to some thinking, a very close friend of mine, somebody who's had influence on the thinking of a lot of people in the world for 50 years or so, Uri Geller, somebody, a household name, certainly with people who are my age and younger. I think most people, don't you, Jennifer and Victoria?
I think most people know who. I've never heard of him, honestly, until
have
I
you?
Joined
really?
The show. No.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mm-mm.
All right. And Jennifer, did you only hear of him because of me, or had you heard of him before?
Lightly before, but you are, of course, the gateway into all.
Yes, of course I am. Don't make me laugh. Would you stop that?
Sorry.
You're doing that on purpose. No. All right. So anyway, the conversation yesterday, Uri is part of a one of the podcasts and programs that I do that they're heard during the weekend on weekends. Your Hidden Power Show is my attempt at bringing some sanity to the reality of what goes on in the world and the reasons for it, behind it, taking metaphysical thinking. And Uri, because of his motivational abilities, has a great mind into the present, has experienced a lot in the past. So he comes up with theories that are not necessarily born. Yesterday we were talking about the UFOs and how the now released videos from NASA show that there really are UFOs. And people used to say, nah, there's no such thing. The government would tell you, no, UFOs, no, no, no. But I think most people that saw the videos, Victoria, right, agreed, believed. And so was the statement that was made by the people who saw them. Yep, there's something we don't understand. We don't know where they came from. We don't know what they're all about. So to say that you know because of science, we know everything about everything, no, you don't know everything about everything.
I have a theory. Do you want to hear it? I presented this theory yesterday, and I'm sticking
yes.
to it.
Okay.
I believe that these aliens actually landed. They brought the coronavirus with them, and the reason the government is telling us to wear masks is because they don't want us to panic that the reptilian aliens are here.
Really?
So
sounds like that
everybody
show.
Everybody cover their
v.
mouth.
Yeah.
Right. It's like it's V and like pandemic all into one. What do you think?
Well, I'm gonna go down a side street there of that main thoroughfare. One of the things that came about in a conversation I had yesterday with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who's another person that is on this program, and he also is on the Weekend Good Day Health Show with me and Dr. Kent Kronhaus, he brought up something that makes great sense. But nobody's brought this up before because they're all part of the same community. Jack thinks out of the box. He's not a traditional scientist when it comes to medicine. He's an experienced GAP practitioner, believes everything, all of our health starts in our gut, which is what the GAPS theory is all about. And he also has sort of a common sense understanding of the body. So he started talking to me about the mask, and I was asking whether he's wearing a mask, and he said, no, I don't wear a mask at my clinic. We acknowledge what goes on. His clinic has been open, seeing dozens of people every day, business as usual there. And so people have asked him why he's not wearing a mask. And he said, because it really doesn't protect the most important orifice in the body where this bug gets into your body. And that would be your eyes. And if you think about it, and you know, if you have heard what they tell you, oh, it gets in through your nostrils or it gets in through your mouth. Well, there's a filtering system in your nostrils that pretty much keeps it from getting into your system if your nostrils are working properly. Same for your mouth. Not so with your eyes. The eyelids and the openings that are there around the whites of your eyes are the place where that's where it goes. It comes in that way more than any other way. And so I started thinking, and I asked that of my chiropractor. I went to see him yesterday to get my foot adjusted and my broken ribs tended to. He said, yeah, the same thing. We're wearing masks because we're trying to fit in. But do they do any good? Not really. They don't hurt. They protect other people, but they don't protect you. That's the thing about the mask that is important to know. That wearing a mask protects other people in case you have it, because it keeps your breath, it keeps what's coming out of your mouth or if you sneeze from going that 29 feet. That's really the bottom line. But
the thing
is,
people should wear a mask if
no.
you go out, because
yes.
people should, because unless you've been tested and you're negative, and even in some cases, there are a lot of people who have tested negative and turns out that they have it. There are a lot of false mm-hmm. negatives. These tests are not that accurate in
yep.
a lot of cases. So if you don't know if you have it, then you should wear a mask just in
I
case
agree.
You are carrying
yeah.
it.
I
and
agree.
You don't want to put anyone else at risk. It's,
I just
want to
know why nobody has talked about doing something to protect your eyes, and I don't know what that
well,
is.
Well, actually,
wearing
a lot
glasses?
Of people are talking about that. I was on a group chat with my girlfriends yesterday, and who are spread out around the country, and one of them is a teacher in Ohio, and a couple weeks ago, they had a fundraiser drive where the kids are collecting ski goggles to give to first responders.
Wow.
And so, like, people do
good
know
for them.
About this,
uh-huh.
and so, yeah. And our family friend who's the molecular biologist, he said, you know, over a month ago when we had our little family chat, and he said, you know, he's like, get out swimming goggles, ski
yeah.
goggles, snowboarding goggles,
him.
Whatever it is.
Right.
But he said, if you're not protecting your eyes and you're going into a grocery store wearing a mask, he's like, there's no point. So,
yeah.
and, you know, so scientists
right.
and doctors do know about this. It's just, I don't know why it's not something that, like, Dr. Fauci is saying. You know, everyone's listening to him. And,
I think there are a lot of problems
for good
with
reason,
Fauci.
But
yeah, I think Fauci.
Well, I mean, he's at this point, he's the voice. Well, yeah, but at this point, he's the voice that everyone's listening to, and I don't know why they're not telling people, protect your eyes. And then Dr. Jack yesterday said, you need to also protect your ears. Mm-hmm. And so I had actually posed the question to him during a break, well, if you're on a plane or if you're in public, should you wear earbuds, like, you know, your earphone buds or AirPods or whatever you have? And he said, actually, yes, that would definitely help protect you. So yeah. That's just another thing to consider when you're out
How
in public.
How are you going
to
hear or see or anything? Because
you can hear through that. If you don't have them, if you have your AirPods or earbuds in and you're not listening to music, you can hear people.
Try wearing glasses with one of those masks, though. It's impossible. It is.
Well, breathing with a mask that I have, it's very difficult. I find it very awkward.
Well, it steams them up. When you have the glasses on with a mask, it steams your glasses up. There's just, you can't function. I take them
off. Let's get back to Uri Geller.
Seal off your eyes, though. That's what Jack was talking about and what the doctors are saying. You have to seal off your eyes.
Some audio from Uri Geller. He's the spoon bender, for those of you I was going to qualify a little bit more. He's the man who's taken energy and applied it to keys and fixing watches and you name it. He's done that, and it's made a great stage show over the years. But he's a very sensitive, thoughtful guy. And he explained yesterday on the Your Hidden Power show that I do, and also then in a podcast that appeared on his, I don't know, it's not Facebook. He's had his website is urigeller.com, but his, I think his Twitter and Instagram, it's the Uri Geller. And so here is Uri explaining what he thinks is how this operates, where it came from, basically what the real problem is with the virus.
If you look at the coronavirus, you will find lots of antennas on the sphere. You can see it. Now, could it be that this virus was developed in a programmable way and thus always stays in contact with the manufacturer as a miniature, nanotechnology? It could be commanded via quantum entanglement. That's very easy today. This would be quite possible in today's day and age. Now, these guys are geniuses, and they feel superior to the rest of the world, which is probably true. If this virus was unintentionally put into circulation, it can still be used for what it was designed for, taking the opportunity, and that is first economic and then political global power, also to prove the superiority of their own system. Our economy may collapse, and then the savior is already here. What do you think about this? Please leave messages and let me know.
So what do you think about that?
I think you're crazy. Come on.
I don't think he's crazy at all. I think every bit of that.
Antennas
no.
on a virus?
Look at the virus and look at the little things that stick out in the virus, those little red things that stick out in the virus. It may be that you don't want to think that this is programmable.
I'm going to ask our friend, the molecular biologist, because he's the one who said, a couple months ago that when you look at the molecular structure of the virus, which is what Uri's holding up in that video, he's holding up pictures of it, mm-hmm. and he said when you look at it, he said there's no way that this wasn't man-made because it's so spliced together, each layer, and he was explaining, and then he lost me with the science, but he said essentially when you look at it, it's a man-made thing that has taken the part of the bat, part of that RNA, and it is spliced into this virus. And so anyone who thinks that, oh, this just came from wet markets, which are horrible, and that's something that should totally end. It's in San Francisco right now. It's in New York. It's disgusting, and we haven't talked about it because we're all animal lovers, and it's gross. But that should actually, I mean, that should end. But in those bats that were being tested on in that lab in Wuhan, that's where they got that RNA from. And so our friend was saying it's spliced together, and there's no way you could look at it and think, oh, yeah, that totally exists in nature. Now, taking it to the next level, which is what Uri's doing, saying it's nanotechnology, I don't know. I don't have an opinion on it because I don't know enough about that technology. But I'm definitely going to ask our friend.
It scares the pants off of people
level.
And people want to be in denial about the fact that this is possible. These people are possible.
I mean, we looked at UFO videos yesterday.
Right.
Why wouldn't this be possible?
It doesn't, because you don't want to believe it, and that's okay if you don't want to. But to not think that there's a possibility here, these people are capable of that. They're capable of anything. And they want to dominate the world. And we've fallen for it hook, line, and sinker like a bunch
of
suckers. Yeah. The Chinese practice, the Chinese medical practice, Chinese astrological practices, Chinese
political practices. The thing is, until you know for sure, there is already so much fear amongst people right now about what's true and what's not. And I feel like floating an idea like this is enough to make someone who is teetering on the brink go absolutely.
I'd rather have the information there for people to think about it rather than cover it up. The problem with government today is it covers up. How do you know whether it's accurate?
Well,
you can't tell me that's accurate
problem,
or not accurate.
But you got to figure out
quantum physics and quantum entanglement
looking
is certainly
at a picture,
possible.
Looking at a picture and saying, well, those look like antennas, they must be able to be recalled, is different to me than someone saying, well, these little spikes are going to, they were used by someone who is engineering them biologically so that they stick in people's windpipes, so that they cause the ultimate amount of damage. I don't know.
Yep, but if you look at the things, some of them that were developed by the Nazis in the Second World War, once you find out about some of the things, they scare the hell out of you because of how they almost got into reality and what would have happened. I mean, it's just, I completely believe that there's something to this. And I think that it's something that
I believe it's man-made. I believe that, you know, it's scientifically that it's that what our friend was saying, the molecular biologist, I totally believe everything that he's saying. He's not an alarmist. He's a very low-key guy.
Yeah,
he's
gotta
like,
be
yep,
practical.
This is totally man-made. And so I believe that. I don't know about the nanotechnology yet, so I'm not ready to jump on that board or on that one, on that plane yet, but we'll see.
It's worthy of discussion.
The bottom line
is
China's never going to admit anything. So we can all speculate for the next 1,000 years, but they're never going
to
admit that this was man-made.
We have
they're
to stop
still blaming,
business.
Oh, it's on the bats.
We got to get out of that country. We have to stop touring. We have to stop the connection that we have as much as possible, because the more we feed them with our money, the more they pull stuff like this. Let's do a little television overview here. The man accused of shooting at Duck Dynasty's John Luke Robertson's house has been ordered to keep his distance. This is the weirdest thing.
Yeah. I don't know how they found this guy.
What in the world?
Well, because a lot of people saw him. I guess there are a lot of people in the neighborhood who were out, and a lot of people saw him pull his car up and bring his gun out and just start shooting at the house. Now, his story is that he was just checking to see if the safety was on his gun, and it went off accidentally. And apparently he was drinking vodka as part of this. But I don't know if you shoot 9 times to check and see if your safety's on.
Right.
All right, so Netflix news. Prince Harry is going to appear in the Thomas the Tank Engine special for Netflix. I will tell you something. My grandson thinks Thomas.
I was going to say that Miles loves
Thomas.
Oh,
he loves,
right?
loves Thomas. Segment filmed in January. He and Meghan first announced they would be stepping back from their duties. Thomas the Tank Engine has been a comforting, familiar face to so many families. I didn't realize it's been around for 75 years. I didn't see it when my children were smaller, but Miles, he's all over it, man. Entertaining, educating, inspiring children, important issues, exciting stories, fun characters. We have the trains that Miles plays with all the time. There's 3 or 4 engines, but Thomas is number one. Anyway, Prince Harry says his introduction to the special was his way of going back to fond memories he had of growing up with Thomas and his friends. I think maybe it's more British than it is American, or at least it started there, I guess, right? Is that true?
I don't know. I know my brother
loved
it.
It's been here a long time.
Yeah, I don't know.
The episode, which celebrates the 75th anniversary of the series, includes the Queen, Prince Charles, and characters that have come from this thing. Rosamund Pike is also voicing a character there. Thomas and Friends. It's 40, where are we?
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a 1-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds,
special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
After the hour now, it's Tech Talk time on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan here with me to go through several items of import. Facebook is going to stream a graduation ceremony. Has an interesting component of people who are going to be, well, there are a lot of graduation speeches. The first one is Oprah, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's actually a bunch of people that they've gotten together, but Oprah will be the main commencement speaker on this Facebook. They're going to basically host their own Facebook. Facebook is going to host their own commencement. It's going to stream live
for everybody.
Graduation,
right? Not just
yeah,
for
this
one
is around
school.
The world. No, nope, yeah. It's for around the world. Anybody on Facebook, it's free, and it's going to stream around the world on May 15th. And it is a live graduation event. It's going to feature the commencement speech by Oprah, and then shorter speeches before Oprah by Awkwafina, the actress Jennifer Garner, Lil Nas X, and Simone Biles. Miley Cyrus is going to sing, and so they're making a whole, like, actual commencement, a graduation event out of it, which is really great because, as we know, you know, kids miss the prom this year, and so many people, whether you're in high school or college, they're missing out on in-person graduation ceremonies, and so Facebook figured, if we can put this together and have everything, you know, and it be all in one place, then kids can wear their own cap and gown, they can have their own Facebook party at home with their families, and that's really what they're encouraging. And so that's going to take place on May 15th. Now, leading up to this, Instagram, which is owned by Facebook, is also going to stream the event on the Instagram official site on Instagram, which is at Instagram. Starting May 11th, Instagram is also going to get some product updates. There are going to be graduation countdown stickers, celebratory stickers, music to connect to graduation songs, augmented reality effects, really cool things like that, and a custom hashtag page for hashtag graduation 2020. And then if you're back on the Facebook app, they're getting information on they're going to have a whole information page on how to host your own virtual graduation ceremony on the platform as well that will use all these new cool little stickers and things like that. So I think Facebook's doing a great thing. It's going to be really fun for kids. It's the, you know, if you can't be in your own graduation ceremony at your school, it's definitely the next best thing. And so Facebook has a new video conference software, Messenger Rooms, and that's where it's all going to be facilitated. So you'll be able to host your own graduation with your class, with your friends, and everyone can be connected through Facebook Rooms or Messenger Rooms. So I think it's, you know, it's sad that this is the state of the world right now, but, you know, make the best of it. And Oprah Winfrey gives one heck of a commencement speech.
No,
she spoke at my high school when I was in high school.
Did she?
She is. I'm telling you, I still remember almost every word she said. So listen up, kids. She's got a lot of good advice.
She didn't get to where she is by being a dummy, that's for sure.
She's got a lot of good advice to give. So, and Jennifer Garner, too. I'm excited to see what she says.
Yep, I think she'd be cool. All right, today is the 30th anniversary of the Hubble Space Telescope going up. Let's listen to the story, the behind the scenes with that.
The Geek Out. Last week, NASA celebrated the 30th anniversary of the launch of the Hubble Space Telescope by releasing a new photo it captured of the cosmic reef. It's one of those space photos you look at in awe and marvel at all the colors. Hubble actually goes back almost 50 years. As it was first discussed in the early 70s, it took almost two decades to plan, build, and get put into orbit. The advantage of observing space from space, improved visibility 10 times, as from the Earth's surface, there are types of light that are blocked by the atmosphere. In three decades, Hubble has given scientists access of how galaxies change, and for us non-scientists, Hubble has showed us the most amazing space photos, and we've tweeted the links to the best of Hubble at the Geek Out.
Coronavirus and flu season puts you at high risk. Feeling sick? Speak with a doctor via phone or tablet. Unlimited doctor access is about $1 a day, and everyone is accepted. Call TeleMed 1 at 800-237-1045. That's 800-237-1045.
All right, let's see what the fundraisers. We're going to participate in a fundraiser for Feeding America on Thursday, and this is one of a number of these things that are going on, right, Victoria?
Yep, Instagram's making it easier for people to raise money for nonprofits now. They're building a new feature that will allow live viewers to directly support approved organizations. So live stream hosts can decide what organization they want to support during their show, and then they'll be able to see how much money is being raised and how many people are supporting the cause. They can also tap and view individual contributions if they want to shout out to people and virtually wave at them. All the proceeds go to the organizations. Instagram nor the hosts will be getting any of the cut, so it just goes all to the organization. And then hosts can decide to make their live session a fundraiser right from the beginning, which is pretty cool. A lot of people on Instagram go on Instagram Live talking about, you know, telling people about different organizations they follow. And so Instagram also offers a donation sticker for Instagram stories. So it's pretty cool. And live usage is up over 70% in the U.S. on Instagram right now.
Wow, that's good. Podcast listening is down, but radio listening is up as well. Things are...
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.